Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. Today I got fired up about something. I got fired up about attachment. Secure attachment, as a matter of fact. Many of you may not be aware that there's many different types of ways that us human beings attach. When we're fortunate and blessed to have attentive and caring parents that actually monitor our sounds and our cries and of distress when we're little, and they attend to us as best they can and make repairs with us when they're late or they miss a cue, we develop what's known as secure attachment. When we aren't so fortunate, we can develop avoidant attachment, or we could develop ambivalent attachment. And those are more avoidant attachment is when our parents or caregivers looked at us as specimens or objects, and we're looking to see if they needed to do something to fix us, to clean us, to attend to us. We were more of a task rather than a person. And that's more left hemisphere dominant. On the other end of that spectrum, because there's a wide spectrum, it's more of a sphere. At the top, we would have the secure attachment. Or it's the inverted U. My dear friend Sarah Payton talks about it in that way. And the inverted U of attachment, you can use the Goldilocks story. On the left hemisphere side, when we're just task-oriented, it might be too strict, too rigid, too hard. So it'd be like Goldilocks going in and sitting down in Papa Bear's chair, and it's just too hard. On the other end of the spectrum is Mama Bear's chair, and that would be more right hemisphere dominant. And it can be either too soft, or it can be too much. It can be intrusive, or it can be totally avoiding. So there's an either or there. So that's like sitting down in Mama Bear's chair, and it's so soft you just sink right in and you become enmeshed. You can't tell the difference between yourself and Mama Bear anymore. And then when you can finally find your way to Baby Bear's chair, go clear up to the top of this inverted U, and you sit down and it feels just right. Well, that's what all of us human beings would really enjoy experiencing in our life. And at the far end, at the bottom of the spectrum, it's still a sphere. There's disorganized attachment. That's when our lives were most likely quite terrifying, or our caretakers or our parents were terrified or terrifying. And so I want to hold that with exquisite gentleness and care. Because on the far left side, we're not attached. We're avoidantly attached and disorganizingly so. So that we are in this isolated sense of aloneness, and we have this bubble of insulation around us, so we can't really feel our emotions. We don't want to get too close, and the eye gaze might be too difficult. So we get very task-oriented, and we like to use our seeking circuit because it pumps us with dopamine that feels good. And on the far right side of this, we have what's can be known as, what's it called? Now my brain's going to turn off. codependency, that's it. It's where instead of having two isolated bubbles, they become enmeshed, and then we can't tell it the difference between ourselves and the other being. And so there's that wide spectrum in between those two ways of being. I've been working with a group for several years, and I hold them all with so much love and care inside of me. And I want to acknowledge that many of us have come from a background with disorganized attachment at some place in between those ways of being. And so when we focused today on secure attachment, what it looks like when a child is actually born into that kind of an environment, it felt a little ouchy at times. There can be, when we haven't had that experience, there can be a part of us that, when we're honest, we're jealous. We're like, well, that's nice for them, but what about me? Am I like chopped liver or something? And there's a little anger perhaps that might want to come up and to be heard around how that wasn't my experience, and I wanted that to be my experience. And rather than making those parts wrong ever, I want to empathize with them. I want to acknowledge what it was like to be so alone and not to receive that closeness that we need as human beings, where our vulnerability is held as precious and protected. And so I'm passionate about providing a place where no matter how you have experienced your attachment adaptation in this life, I want to create spaces where people can come however they are, and they can receive resonance and warmth and understanding with compassion, so that we can develop our capacity to have earned secure attachment. Because the truth is, we all have those secure attachment seeds deep within us. They're a part of our birthright. And I believe that is so true, because in my experience, that's how I have come to develop what I do in the world through the Healing You method. So I feel really passionate about that. And if you'd like to learn more about that, I really encourage you to reach out. There are new groups that form and communities that become enduring, where you get to experience this way of being, and you get to learn the skill sets, and you get to practice the language, and you can develop enduring relationships with others that look forward to seeing you each week. So reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com. And thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing You.